Time to go up on the roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog, our weekly podcast. Corey, how we doing?
Good to see you, Chad. Doing good.
We've got metal roofs that are, I'd say, a little bit of the craze right now. Not a lot. Of course, folks still try to figure out how they figure into their own plans, whether they're doing residential or something else. But metal roofs seemingly more and more common as we come about here. Let's talk about the benefits and maybe even some of the drawbacks of having a metal roof.
Yeah, the benefits are great. I mean, it's probably going to be the last roof that you'll put on in your life. We have two different types of metal roofs that we put on. One is what we call an exposed fastener, where the screws go through the top of the metal and you can see the screw. That's similar to what you would see on like a pole barn building or a machine shed. People are pretty familiar with those. Mm-hmm. You can put those on a residential roof. Or we do what's called a standing seam metal roof, where the fasteners are hidden. So you screw down a panel, the screws are on the side, the next panel goes over the top, you never see the screws. A lot cleaner look, and those screws will never be a potential leak point for you. So you got the two different kinds. They both look really good. Longevity, they're going to probably outlast the homeowner that puts them on. They're going to be there for a while. The drawback is it's an investment. People are going to spend more on a metal roof than they are a shingle roof.
Difference in installing a metal roof, because there's, I'm sure, a lot different approach that the roofer has to take into not only preparing, but of course the time spent, the product, the fit is probably a little bit different than what it is whenever you're prepping a shingle roof.
Yep, all of our metal roofs are pre-ordered, so they are made to fit to an extent. We do some fabrication on site, but they are customized to that job. So yeah, there's some ordering specifics there. And then the metal itself is what I would call much more like intricate process. You have a lot more cuts and a lot more techniques, and you really got to know what you're doing around your flashings and stuff like that. So metal roofs do take a little bit longer to install, especially the standing seam version, that hidden fastener version, but they look beautiful at the end of the day. People really get their money for it. As long as they stay in their house to see a good return on investment, I think it's a really good investment.
What are things that you tell folks about metal roofs that you wish everybody would know up front? It makes your job a little easier, and that way they know ahead of time, maybe they're not going to find from the internet, that they're not going to find from talking with their friends, from the roofer standpoint, that you wish that folks would know.
Metal roofs really take craftsmanship. You really got to know what you're doing to put them on right, which does come with a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people can see a sale flyer at Menards and say, oh, the price of the metal is not much more than the price of the shingles. It's slightly higher, but it does take time, and it takes longer to do that install because of some of the craftsmanship that's involved.
Very good. And the downside, is there a downside to metal roofs at
all? First question I always get, people say, are they loud inside? They're not loud on your house because your house has plywood and that metal is screwed down on your plywood, so it's not going to vibrate. But people are used to sometimes being in a machine shed or something where there's nothing underneath it and they hear that rain hitting and it echoes loud, but it won't be anything like that in your house. So there's no downside to that there. The warranties on the paint are great. People worry about paint fading, but those paint warranties are 40 or 50 years. They're great paint on there too. So there's really not a downside unless your cost is a factor. You know, that might be the only prohibitive factor. But other than that, there's a lot of upside to them.
Final question here. I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball, just knowing where we are. And we've talked about hail here before. So hail with the metal roof versus hail with the shingled roof. Obviously, there's going to be some damage, but is there as much damage? Is there a little bit different look with the warranty with something like that? Because I'm sure you've had the experience with having to replace both due to hail damage. What do people look at there? Because they are spending a lot more on a metal roof.
Yeah, and I actually went to insurance conferences to discuss this very thing last year. So actually the metal roofs do hold up way better than shingle roofs on a hailstorm. And a metal roof can actually take a slight dimple to it and still maintain its integrity, which you're never going to see from the ground. I mean, you literally have to get up on that metal roof and lay sideways to see a dimple. Now, if it's a significant dent or something, yes, your insurance is going to cover that. But the hail we get around here, it's few and far between those hailstorms to really damage a metal roof. You know, you need that Texas-sized hail that could come through your whole roof. So the metal roofs hold up really good because they are screwed down to that plywood, which gives them something solid underneath it as a backing. So again, on your machine shed, different story because there's no backing underneath it. It's a lot more easy to dimple, a lot more easy to have that damage on your machine shed building than it is your home.
So a little bit more turnaround time if you're having to make that decision, which is great because we have found out whenever folks have hailstorms in the area, they're usually in a line of folks waiting to get stuff done, and they won't have to necessarily have that turnaround time. For folks that want to reach out to have you look at their roof or to start some work on getting a new roof, how do they reach out?
The best way is to go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can learn more about us. You can enter your information there when we get a hold of you. Or you can call my wife, Melissa, in the office, 217-355-7663.
Corey, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next episode.
Thanks, Chad.
That's Corey Swanson, Roofing Dog Podcast. Call